All right, so Steve, we saw something disturbing on social media during the holiday and everything, and it was Judge Joe Brown saying some really disparaging things about our Vice President Kamala Harris, and you wanted to address it.
You know, listen to me. I heard Joe Brown's rant about Vice President Kamala Harris, and you know, I'm tired of it. I'm not going to stand by and watch one of our own get torn down by a black man. We got enough problems in this world. We can't support our sisters no matter what they do. And now you on here, man, talking about sexual escapades and you talking about she not black. Well, what is she then? Help me understand that. But what is your real problem with Kamala Harris, Judge Brown? I'm asking you that because it sounded like just a personal vendetta. You weren't talking about her policies. You weren't talking about her competency. You were just talking about some personal rant like you got some personal information, which you don't. All this stuff you was talking about says, well, documented in the LA Times. Well, we ain't read it. And I get tired of this, man. Why we as black people, we can't have a damn thing because of another black person. We sometimes can be our own worst enemy, but we're not going to be that on this one. Them AKAs is proud of that sister. Them Deltas is proud of that sister. All the sororities are proud. All these black women are proud of that sister. It's a lot of black men that's proud of that sister. I happen to be proud of that sister. And I'm not going to sit here and let you sit up in here and drag her name through the mud because you own some personal stuff. What you done? You ain't all that. No, Judge Brown, that wasn't cool at all. And I'm telling you, me and you done had some cool conversations, but we having a grown man-ass conversation now. You got no right to call this sister out like that. You got no right to make the disparaging remarks you made about this woman, because this woman is the Vice President of the United States. That ought to come with some level of respect from somebody. Damn, it's enough that they ain't giving us respect. But when you turn around and we don't respect ourselves, we can't get one black woman somewhere without some black-ass dude somewhere that ain't half what she is coming down and tearing her down like you'd have made a better vice president. I don't think so, dog. I really don't think so.
Why?
What was the end game that you was trying to accomplish by dogging her so bad? But I told Kamala Harris when she came on this show, Vice President Kamala Harris, and I told Stacey Abrams, you have a friend in Uncle Steve. I'm gonna come to your aid and rescue if I see anybody coming for you. See all of them Republicans that's coming for Stacey Abrams talking about we got to stop her now. No, man, she got an army behind her. She got some soldiers out here. She got some real men out here. And me and I know some brothers in radio, we not gonna let you do this, man. So, brother, get back to whatever it was you was doing. And me personally, I ain't got nothing against you, Joe. For real. I really don't.
This was wrong.
Said about this black woman didn't make no damn sense at all. The purpose of it. Even the little dude that was interviewing you, and he young, he just kept saying, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this, Miss Kamala. Joe. Well, no. See, you wouldn't have been on my mix with that.
Right.
I'd have shut you down with that. Steve Harvey says, no, sir. You can't just do these black women the way you want to. We can't have nothing, man.
Our hero.
We can't have a damn thing, man.
Without
you, Steve. Some low has-been ass dude coming up trying to knock a sister down who's accomplished
all
something that's never been accomplished in the history of this country before. Man, how dare you? You're wrong for that, dog.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stand here and do it. I'm not going to sit here and let you take something we did positive by our vote and then you trying to tell us our vote ain't worth a damn. Well, you're wrong about that. Our vote got her in the office. Our vote going to get her in the office again. But what we're not going to do, we're not going to have people like you. You got to go, doggy.
Yeah.
All them days is over. You just slamming black women like you want to. You, Hannity, all of them. Y'all ain't going to do it like this because we're not going to have it. Uncle Steve has spoken.
The champion for black women.
Black women.
Thank you, Steve. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.